Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about Halloween, the witch's antidote to holiday blues and depression. Sometimes when I look around during Samhain, Halloween, I realize that people are really focusing on the negative side, on the media stereotypes that we see all around us. Like the green warty witch from The Wizard of Oz. For me, Samhain is a holy day, as it is probably for you too. And to see all the merchandising just kind of makes me sad. I have 3 insights for you. The first one is shift to calm acceptance. So when I look out and I see people dressing up as the old hag and focusing just on that aspect of the goddess and on witchcraft, I need to shift to calm acceptance. It's really a shift from outside to inside. So I have no control over other people. So I just have control over me and my feelings. And that's based on focusing on what's important to me. For me, Samhain is about honoring the dead and honoring our ancestors. When people dress up as the hag, it just feels wrong that they're just focusing on a negative stereotype and not looking at what a joy it is to be able to be reunited for a night with your family and friends that have passed on through the veil. And this leads me to my second insight. Consistently honor your practices. What I do for Samhain is I tend to have a dumb supper where we have a great meal with my coven mates and their families, and we honor the dead with a place setting. There we put offerings of food, and we eat in silence, remembering those who have gone before. And many times, they come and visit us, and it's a joyous thing. It's not something to be afraid of. By the way, dumb supper just means eating in silence. An example of something else I do is I light a candle for the dead, and it helps guide them to the dumb supper. Another thing I do is I create an ancestor altar where we place photos and different knickknacks that represent different people who have gone before. Now the third insight. Depression can get worse depending on your focus. Do you focus on the negatives, like people dressing up as an old hag, or do you focus on the positive things, reuniting with loved ones who have passed across the veil? With depression and holiday blues, it's understandable. If your first thoughts can be negative, we want you to shift over to your own practices. For example, if you have certain reoccurring thoughts, you may want to say a chant or prayer to honor a particular loved one who has passed. In summary, the first insight was shift to calm acceptance. The second one was consistently honor your practices. And number 3, depression can get worse depending on your focus. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today.